This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat is 7.11 and a half, up 7 1/4. March, 7.05 and a quarter, now a half, up 7. Soft December wheat, 6.55 and a half, up 9. March, 6.66 and a half, up 10 and a half. December corn, 4.20 and a half, up 2. July, 4.43 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. January soybeans, 13.35 and 3 quarters, up 6 and a half. July at 12.85, up a quarter. December soybean meal, 455.90, up 5.70. December soybean oil, 39.97, down 38. December live cattle, 132.20, up 25 cents. January feeders, 164.97 and a half, up 60. December lean hogs are 86.17 and a half, and they are up 55.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets, well, we're waiting for Jackie Vakes to come online, so we'll do a few stories for you. Hormel Foods says that its fiscal fourth quarter profit grew 19% as the company benefited from its recent acquisition of Skippy Peanut Butter and earnings gains at its turkey and refrigerated foods unit. For the quarter ending October 27th, Hormel reported a profit of $157.3 million. That's 58 cents a share, and up from $132.6 million or 49 cents a share a year earlier. On the phone, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Seasonals are working, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, you know, it's a pretty normal thing. You know, I was just looking at that, to be honest with you, and the one seasonal most people I'm sure don't want to hear in the corn market is that 4 out of the last 5 years, December corn futures lost 20 cents or more during the first week of December. So that doesn't bode well, I guess. But if we can get our seasonal pushes up high enough, maybe we can afford to lose 20 cents and just be back to where we are.
Working fairly well in the soybeans. In fact, a number that we've been batting around on the air for quite a while as a target at 1340. We're 1341 is a high in the January today. Mm-hmm. Do we want to risk Friday, or do we go ahead and reward the market before we eat turkey?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, if we can hold and close above 1337, in that 1337 area, I think we've got a chance to maybe try and push the 1350. And so I would have to say if you're sitting on a bunch, maybe reward half and sit on the other half until we get into Friday. We, you know, part of the reason that we're rallying as much as we are is we have, again, had more bean sales. And bean sales just seem to be popping out of the wall everywhere you look, along with cancellations we saw yesterday. I think we're going to see more of that type of action. In other words, beans that were bought at a much higher price now suddenly will get canceled, and there'll be a renegotiation of price, and then there'll be a purchase again. And we all remember that if we were around in the late 90s. So beans themselves, good to see. Nice to see them back above that $13 level, and that $13.35 has been strong overhead resistance on a weekly chart. So let's keep going. That's where I'm at.
And in the soybeans, in the corn, we continue to move, well, sideways.
Yeah, I was just going to say, no great excitement in that particular market when you come right down to it. You know, we are trying on a weekly chart. We're trying to consolidate here these last 2 weeks, and I'm hoping that we can find some consolidation. You know, we have some good support at that 422 area in March, and, you know, just like we did on the December chart. And let's hope that we can hold it, because if not, we're going to go back to, we'll see March probably go down and test that 415 to 410 area, just like we saw in December, and I'd rather not see that happen. But bin doors are starting to close up, and everybody says, you know, that that they're just going to hang on. So Katie barred the door when the spring comes, I guess.
I would think we would need to see before December went off the board something along the lines of 410 or better, no, make that, 410, 420, something in there or better, or it might portend lower lows after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, lower lows after the first of the year are extremely likely. Everything's going to depend now. I emailed Joe Prasaki to find out if there might be a chance that we would see some yield changes on the December report, and there will not be because they'll be busy collecting the data that they need for cotton, so that we won't get those numbers until we get to the January. So the January report on the is going to be one that'll have everybody sitting on the edge of their chair to find out if we actually go up in yield on corn and what the bottom line is on beans. But I think the reality, we're starting to see more interest in corn exports. And I wouldn't be surprised, Dave, to be honest with you, that by the time we finish this crop year that we have corn exports back up to like 1.8 billion bushels, just like we've done over those years before the drought year. The reality is, we have a large crop and everything will hang on what we're going to plant for next year and as to what that might imply from a carryout standpoint. But I think, I'm very, what would I call it? I guess I'd have to say I'm somewhat neutral on corn right at the moment. I think it's going to trade a range. That's what I really think is going to happen.
So can you make a case for reports moving forward in January, February of seeing on WASD ending stocks somewhere in the 1.5 to 1.4 billion bushel range?
I could. I think that, and then I guess I'd have to say that, I'll temper that by saying it depends upon how much they might raise yield on the January report. I think it's going to go up some, but I don't think it's going to be that significant. I could argue for that, absolutely. In order to get to 1.8 billion bushel usage, you've got to raise usage by 400 million. And, we raise usage by 400 million. That puts us down into that range and actually even a little lower than what you're talking about. So we've got the whole rest of the crop year to do it. But I think it's possible. It's just a situation where as we get into that January-February time frame, remember, that's when we're determining how many acres we're going to plant for next year, too. And so that will temper everything. If we decide that we're going to plant 93, 94 million acres, the intentions this year were 98.87 that we know of so far. They'll probably be over 99 by January. To knock off anything more than 5 or 6 million acres might be a pretty tough row to hoe. And we're going to have at least a 160 trend line yield for this next year. So implications would be, again, for a large crop. It's going to be hard to get traders to really waver, no matter how bad the weather is, when you saw what we had for production this year.
What else before we let you go today?
Well, I think we do need to recognize, that we're coming into the time of year when the index funds start to get out of their positions. They're the guys who actually take the place of the producer in the market, buying the grain and staying with it for a long period of time. The big question in my mind that will have an impact on price, too, is will these index funds come back in, or will they basically feel that the boom is somewhat over and maybe go more into the Dow Jones?
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Bye-bye. Jackie Vakes with Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Let's go ahead and tell you this story. U.S. crude inventories rose by more than expected in the week ending November 22nd, according to the Energy Information Administration. Crude oil stockpiles increased by 3 million barrels to 391.4 million. Analysts were expecting the climb to only be about 500,000 barrels on the week. Gasoline stockpiles rose by 1.8 million barrels to 210.6 million barrels. So let's go ahead and look at how futures trading. December corn, 421 up 2.5. July, 443 up 3. January beans, 1335.5 up 6.25. July, 1285.5 up 3/4. December soybean meal, 455 up 480. December soybean oil, 4010 down 25 cents. Soft December wheat, 654.5 up 8, and hard red, 711.5 up 7.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.